Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Glad to have you with me today. Let's talk a little bit about one of my favorite subjects is what happens in the Garden of Eden. I'd like to talk about that apron that Adam makes for himself. I had a man recently tell me, he had heard me preach some things on the Garden of Eden, and he said, "You don't understand what the Garden of Eden was all about." And I thought, well, obviously, because I don't agree with you, I don't understand what the Garden of Eden was all about. The reality is the Garden of Eden has been one of the most preached, talked about, written about, pondered on passages in the Bible. And it's because there's so many layers to that onion that needed unpeeled. So I don't think anybody has all the answers, and I don't claim to as well, but I do see some types and shadows in the garden that are worth talking about and worth exploring to see if we can find Jesus. Today I want to talk about the moment that Adam and Eve see their nakedness for the first time, and they clothe themselves in a fig leaf apron. Now they'd always been naked, but of course they didn't know it. It's after they eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that their eyes are open and they realize their nakedness. And they begin what we know, as we look back on it, is a long journey toward the cross. They're frightened at the nakedness and at their own mortality. They're even afraid that God will be mad at them, and they hide themselves both from their own eyes with fig leaves and from the eyes of God by hiding in the bushes. Now, the fig leaf that Adam uses is very large. I don't know if you've ever seen a fig tree, but the leaves are enormous. It's no doubt that when Adam saw it, it made sense to him to use those leaves for cover. But what he didn't realize is that when the fig leaf is separated from the vine and exposed to sunlight, it dries out extremely quickly and it shrivels up and dies. So it probably didn't take long for Adam to notice that the covering that seemed like it had so much coverage an hour ago wasn't covering so much after all. So really, it's a great example of self-righteousness. I mean, Adam puts the fig leaves on the same way men put on works to cover up failure. Adam is not only the father of all races and man, putting sin and death into his bloodline, he's also the father of religion. I mean, it's Adam's attempt to cover up his failure that's the basis for all works righteousness in the world today. Anytime that man does something to make up for his faults or to hide his shortcomings, he's taking his cue from Adam, and he's fashioning an apron of leaves. All of our works, none of them, will ever bring us to righteousness. Because if they could, then we don't need Jesus to die. In fact, Christ's finished work on the cross frees us from the merry-go-round, the hamster wheel, whatever you want to call it, the treadmill of performance to achieve right standing. You can't do it. Because of the work of Christ's cross, you and I are justified simply because we believe in it. And we now wear an entirely different robe. In fact, look at what Isaiah prophesied concerning those who will accept Christ. Isaiah 61:10. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." So we're not wearing fig leaves any longer, things fashioned by our own hands, by our good works, by our religion. We're wearing his garments, the garment of salvation. We're covered with a robe of his righteousness. This robe can't be made of our works, because look at what Isaiah says about our righteousness. Isaiah 64:6. "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." I mean, the prophet is reminding us of the faded leaves of Adam's apron. No works of our hands will ever survive. Look what the father does to the prodigal son. He gives him the best robe, because he never wanted his son to forget he was a son, and the robe would remind him of that. I mean, Joseph would wear that coat of many colors with pride, assured that his father loved him. That knowledge of sonship brought righteousness out in these guys, and it's enough to bring it out in us too. So do what Isaiah 61:3 says. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. How about no more figs? We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.